Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're here to deliver the latest highlights and insights into Australia's insurance field. So without further ado, let's jump right into our major headlines. From the realm of climate policy, Australia's initial national climate risk assessment has landed, accompanied by a comprehensive national adaptation plan. Revealed last Friday, on September 17th, the report lays bare the growing threat of natural disasters to the accessibility of insurance services in our nation. It effectively outlines the pressing need to cut down emissions drastically, with the goal of achieving net zero levels by year 2050. The assessment warns of mounting health and safety risks spawned by escalating occurrences of disasters like floods, fires, and cyclones. Furthermore, it cautions that the rise in sea levels could potentially impact millions, leading to spiraling insurance costs and exacerbating underinsurance problems. In response, the government has pledged to bolster the cyclone reinsurance pool and join hands with the Hazards Insurance Partnership. A substantial investment of $1 billion has been committed to the Disaster Ready Fund, aimed at mitigation efforts. These initiatives will evidently extend towards fortifying community resilience and devising strategic relocations where necessary. Switching gears to general insurance, we have noteworthy news from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC. On September 16th, ASIC announced the extension of relief on distribution rules for general insurance providers. This move allows insurers to avoid appointing product distributors as authorized representatives until late August in 2030. This strategic decision, consolidated through Legislative Instrument 2025-520, maintains conditions from an earlier setup that was due to run its course soon. The purpose of this relief is to ease the regulatory overhead on insurance providers, thus cutting down on compliance costs and onerous technical requirements. This clearance, in turn, grants companies the flexibility to concentrate on enhancing their insurance products and widening their offerings. Experts anticipate this step to yield a more competitive, consumer-friendly market here in Australia, while potentially guiding future regulatory changes. And that wraps up our review of this week's biggest stories in Australian insurance news. For more on personal and business insurance, offer your patronage to Financial Services Online. Visit financialservicesonline.com.au and secure your protection today. This is Paige Estratori, signing off and wishing you peace of mind in all your insurance endeavors. Until next week, stay safe and insured, Australia.